I'm going to tell you something that absolutely nobody out there is going to tell you. You see, everybody out there tells you to focus on results. Focus on the number in your bank account. Focus on what the scale says. Focus on what you see in the mirror. And I'm going to tell you that that's complete bullshit. Stop focusing so much on the results. You know why you need to stop focusing on the results? Because they're lag indicators. They're indicators of what you've done in your past. And the only reason why they're useful is to remind you of why it's important to take action now. That's the only reason. But if you focus just on where you're at right now, you're going to look up and you're going to see that long, rocky, dangerous road to the top of the mountain. And you're going to say, you know what? This is too hard. This is too difficult. And you're going to keep beating yourself into the ground. And you're going to keep telling yourself that you're not good enough. And you're going to fucking quit. What you need to be doing is you need to be focusing on the lead indicators. What are the lead indicators? The lead indicators are the things that you got done today. And the things that you're going to do tomorrow. And the things you're going to do the day after that. You see, success isn't just about getting to the destination. Success isn't about the number of dollars in your bank account. It's not about what your scale says. It's not about whether or not you've got a beautiful wife or a beautiful girlfriend or an amazing house right now. What it's about is what you're willing to do to get there. Success is based on doing the right things every single day, developing the right habits, doing the things that are going to get you to a place to where you can grow to become the person that you need to be in order to have that success. You see, everybody out there is looking for that instant easy button, that thing they get to press that says, hey, you know what? I got $1 million. I got a beautiful house. I got a great wife, a great husband, whatever. I got a nice car. Everybody wants to push that easy button. But with success, with real success, comes a responsibility. A responsibility to maintain that success. To be a good custodian of the life you have. And if you're not growing with your success, if you're not doing the hard things that you need to do in order to become the person that you need to have that success, then success is easily wasted and easily spent. You need to be focused on what you're going to do every single day. That means every day you're going and you're working on yourself. You're reading what you need to read. You're learning what you need to learn. You're creating the habits that you need to create. And at the end of every day, you're writing down what you need to do tomorrow in order to continue that path and continue your journey towards success. And then you're repeating the process over and over and over again, in good times and bad, right? Because so many people create plans, and then when some thing happens in their lives, when some accident, when they're behind schedule, when they have a rough day, they throw those plans out the window. That's what most people do. But you need to figure out how you're going to continue that journey, regardless of what life throws at you. And you need to be prepared for it. Why? Because you're not special. You're a living organism on this spinning globe through space that we call Earth, an environment that's been testing living things for millions of years, trying to throw everything it can at them. And if you're going to sit there and you're going to expect that the world is going to bend over backward because you got a goal and you got a plan, well, I got some real estate. I was going to make a bad joke there, but you're being gullible if you think that. You're being completely gullible. The world is never going to bend over backward because you're trying to improve yourself. You need to learn how to improve yourself in any environment. And you need to keep telling yourself that you are worth it. Because a lot of you sit there and you look at that bank account, you look at your life and you say, you know what? I'm never going to get there. I don't deserve it. Prove it to yourself that you earn it. Prove it to yourself by putting that work in every single day. You know, over the past few weeks, I've been focused a lot on this, on planning, on, you know, trying to do the things that I need to do to grow. And that's why I've been talking about a lot about this stuff here on the show. But it's really, really simple. If you sit there and you're just focused on everything you don't have right now, you're going to wind up with nothing, right? That doesn't help you to earn anything. But if you focus on doing the things you need to do, on making sure that you're holding yourself accountable, and on, you know, sucking it up and doing those things every single day, even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't like doing them, then you're going to be better next year. And you'll be better the year after that. And you got to take it day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, until you get there. Don't quit. If you quit, then everything you built up in your head, every person who ever doubted you, those people, they're going to be vindicated if you do that. Vindicate yourself. Put everything you can into yourself. Do everything you can to make yourself into the person you need to become to get to where you want to go. And that's all I got for this week, guys. I want to apologize again. I've been slow on scheduling interviews. We've been doing a lot of growth here with our business and been pushing forward with the consultation business, the business consultation business that I run. And so I've been really immersed in that, but I'm still trying to get you guys episodes here every week. And as far as everything goes, you know, this show is important to me because it's my one thing that I do each week where I get to speak frankly to people who understand where I'm coming from. And I know that you guys out there, my brothers, my sisters, I don't forget about you ladies, but all of you, we share a bond. We know what the suck is like. We've dealt with it before. And I'm telling you that it's not over. Right? The suck doesn't end. You got to embrace it. You got to enjoy it. And just like you did before, if you do so in an exemplary manner, you're going to be rewarded for it. And that's what this show is about. If you're new to the Warrior Soul podcast, this show is about the U.S. military veteran community. And the reason I do it is because over the past decade and a half, the community's had a really hard time. And we've had really high suicide rates, really high rates of homelessness, and really high rates of chronic disease like diabetes. And that's complete bullshit. All of you out there need to be excelling. You need to be having amazing lives so that you can have the impact on this country that you need to have if it's going to move forward. So this show is about giving you a kick in the ass every now and then, but really motivating you to be everything that you're supposed to be. I want to say that this show would not be possible without the good people at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packages of macadamia nut butters. They mix it up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter, and they're absolutely awesome. If you want 20% off your first order of F-Bombs, you head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. And if you like the show, you know, we don't really ask anything in return, except that if you know of anybody who could be helped out by these episodes, please share them over. Let them know that there's some good stuff here. And then write us a review up on iTunes. That really helps the show. And if you're on YouTube, smash that like button and smash that little bell button that lets you know when we're publishing. With that, guys, we'll be talking to you next week. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast. Out.